1. Marriage as a societal institution. Marriage is society's mechanism designed to regulate and control those many human relations which arise out of the physical fact of bisexuality. As such an institution, marriage functions in two directions. 1. In the regulation of personal sex relations. 2. In the regulation of descent, inheritance, succession, and social order, this being its older and original function. The family, which grows out of marriage, is itself a stabilizer of the marriage institution, together with the property mores. Other potent factors in marriage stability are pride, vanity, chivalry, duty, and religious convictions. But while marriages may be approved or disapproved on high, they are hardly made in heaven. The human family is a distinctly human institution, an evolutionary development. Marriage is an institution of society, not a department of the church. True, religion should mightily influence it, but should not undertake exclusively to control and regulate it. Primitive marriage was primarily industrial, and even in modern times it is often a social or business affair. Through the influence of the mixture of the Andite stock, and as a result of the mores of advancing civilization, marriage is slowly becoming mutual, romantic, parental, poetical, affectionate, ethical, and even idealistic. Selection and so-called romantic love, however, were at a minimum in primitive mating. During early times, husband and wife were not much together. They did not even eat together very often. But among the ancients, personal affection was not strongly linked to sex attraction. They became fond of one another largely because of living and working together.